The Padres looking for their third straight win, taking on the Indians. Francisco Lindor having some fun before the game. Corey Spangenberg ready for this one. We pick up the action in the fourth. 1-0 Cleveland, it's Carlos Asuaje facing Trevor Bauer.
Here comes the 0-1. Off speed again, and it's bounced toward the middle. Diving attempt, and it gets past Gonzalez into center. Rounding third, heading for home and scoring is Ibar. On his way to second, and out at second base is Asuaje. So the run scores. The out's recorded at second as Asuaje tried to take the extra base as Zimmer's throw went through. Indians and Padres have not met all that often over the course of interleague play. The Indians 8-5 all time against San Diego. Never seems like the Indians go to San Diego and play there. Here's the 2-2. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball hit to deep right center. Zimmer is back near the wall. He leaps, can't make the catch, and the ball comes back toward the field of play. Scoring is Torrens. Into third is Pirela, and slow to get up after slamming into the wall in front of the bullpen is Bradley Zimmer. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on, line to short, off the glove of Lindor, and it skips into left field. Scoring is Pirela, and the Padres now lead it by a score of 3-1.
Left-handed hitter, Bauer's ready, and the pitch. Swung on, line to left, an RBI single. That'll score Ibar. Caesar stops at second, and Asuaje got a hanging curveball and line to single the other way, his second RBI hit tonight. Outfield not all that deep, straight away for Spangenberg. Now the 3-1, swung on, lifted in the air, deep left. Brantley going back, looking up, this ball is gone. A two-run home run the opposite way to left by Corey Spangenberg.
Spangenberg,
6-2, San Diego.
The Padres win their third in a row, taking it 6-2. Luis Perdomo the victory, allowing two runs, one earned, and five frames. The bullpen does the rest, tossing four scoreless frames. Carlos Asuaje with three hits and two RBIs. Eric Ibar, two hits and scores twice. Brad Mills, managing in place of Terry Francona, spoke after.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And even with extra base hits, I think we wound up with more extra base hits than they did, actually. Obviously, they hit the home run that got us, but... We had a couple double plays that kind of bit us a little bit today, and with runners in scoring position, again, it kind of rose up to get us. I think we had some pretty good at bats throughout the game, and it showed with 14 hits and the extra base hits as well. But when you don't get them with the runners in scoring position, sometimes it adds up, and you get 14 hits and two runs, you kind of want to try to put things together a little bit.
Other than that, just kind of being a fluky thing that kind of changes throughout the year with hitting with runners in scoring position, what do you see that can lead to some of those skids just in those situations?
Well, there's no doubt if maybe some guys possibly could be putting a little pressure on themselves, or they want to be the one to break out of it and start getting those hits with runners in scoring position. And so they kind of expand the zone. I think we saw that a little bit tonight. Expanding the zone a little bit, and with when there weren't runners in scoring position, the guys didn't feel that necessity, and the at bats showed it, because there were some pretty good at bats. I mean, Abe's first day back, the way he swung the bat, that was pretty good to see that, and Gonzi had a couple hits, and then Hosey, he just continues to swing the bat really well.
Before the game, Chris talked about Lindor wanting to kind of get back to staying up the middle with the ball. He did that three times tonight. Was it nice to see Lindor kind of getting back to that type of approach?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I walked up from the dugout with him into the clubhouse, and I said, your approach sure looked, it really showed tonight, the how you went about your at-bats, especially early in the game. He said, yeah, I feel real good. So that's definitely a step in the right direction that we want to get moving, and it's good to see him. You know, anytime you can get some guys in the top of the order, putting at-bats together like that is good.
Millsy, with Tito not around, I know you guys are concerned for his health and how he's doing. Does that make it tough to play under those circumstances?
Well, I think, there's no doubt that Everyone's kind of thinking about that a little bit. To be able to put your finger on how much or whatever is really hard. You know, when you, like I said, it kind of goes back. We got the 14 hits tonight with only the two runs. I would have liked to think that if he was here, we would have been able to get some of those with runners in scoring position. But at the same time, there's no doubt everybody is thinking about him. But at the same time, they're professionals, and they know how they have to go about their work. And they've done a good job going about their work.
Up next, the Indians try and avoid the sweep on Thursday with Josh Tomlin on the hill.